Thank you to Kit and Dylan for giving a whole new meaning to the idea of concrete poetry. And I can't read on a bill with Simon Katz without paying tribute to his publishing writing. Over all these, at least three decades, I remember seeing an exhibition of Coracle Press stuff when I was at school, a place in, I think it was off Shaftesbury Avenue, and it made a big impression on me. I'm very pleased to be reading with him. I'll read some stuff from this last book, Loving Little Orlick, and then I'll just read some earlier things that were set around this country. The Rendered Metheglin. Watching the detractors play, it takes its toll, takes it out of ourselves, choosing the opposition, the new fired clay, so freed to sport in mind. Or is its manifold so scarce, the commonplace is rid of all estrangement? We close at break of, so you imagine day to answer what the word accepts, despite its growing old. And this betokens interest in human form of pay, never the impoverished, raiding its constitutional. See, the compounds command us, or one last look, no screaming. These are words to rule. Kill Michael. Earlier, someone said, and something spilled, recite. A pressure wave in dust and brilliance. I heard people, their arms and legends, reckoning groans, resembling persons, someone said, forever. Anything that lists from sea to shining floor, burning roof and tower, or Con Ed feeder cables, circa 1975, still sparking 13,000 volts with branching mains, and round their scattered limbs step blindfold creatures of the day that from the stupid dead may grow a hundredfold, knock down my flesh to be believed. What are these airs that blow down past their peak, off course in Gemini, that have no eyes or tongue to rid all ears of thought of coming home, that are not volatile, fail to produce themselves, and Silvatici, Cacciolieri, the crime comes last of all. Even if there were no pornography, there would be pornography. The rest is money, amber, branches, wings. Comido. You have unwound me, Waldo, to defenses, messages this fine spring now, unearthed to be there when you reach me. And do you find me then at cost, as is the oneself, implacably hurt, not maybe in antinomy the terror of your ways, but thought to find, as you rebuild, the footsteps slowed against the light, for march, new animals against the grain? For who wills thought will ring with tight security, impress the forest floor that makes the umwelt glide with evidence, whose level best so longs for plain debris that the wording most secure is most unread. The one unwritten law is rhyme, the one self uppermost, a cooling slab, too mortified to make each double tongue a rule, a benchmark, ear by ear. This is the most overt translation in the book, and it's a translation from the famous firestriker verses in the Holy Quran, the charges. By the snorting charges, the plunderers at daybreak, the firestrikers at noon, the dust that coils in centers all, and man is acerbate to this will, strong in the love of igneous goods, and paints the wavelengths red. Yet the self itself unwritten is as whiteness to this darkness while the screens are burned. Does he not know that what is gravid will be livid, that a sword of words will raise, and where the trees are light, or where the air's despoiled, though not in toto, Dorothy, wild lightning breaks in shade of rampant arc. And this effect is darkening, cooling the ratio of animals to air, and representing their logic by a structure of idealized switch delay elements. Then thank be dust, the ionosphere, reassembling Muzin whales at 3 kilohertz. Thanked be Parhelia, because we suffer by the harp in corridors of soul, and in courtyards of palmed ore, bless, stupefy, the lightning bugs and smoking bees, and leave no sign or shock of lemma there, 1,000 strikes reborn, no wind of storm outside, nor riderless in Ulro, the blind dogs opalize, for they are the paylords, reducing Al Jabir to Al Pacino. These men step not into world without end, but pavement and concourse and terminal, and inexact their opposites draw on, and then the word abolishes, in patterns passing any wheel of state, one hand, one mind, in hope place seriatim, to beat their patient order clear, and then is differment incarnate, then is sense theoretical, only then is light and lantern out of time. The rebel Merkfeldt, renamed for innocence, the bear thinks it's distinguished, this moment as the life beneath it, post-personal, it's to come around, even when we mean to end her, and is often the last thought here and there, when we charge in celebration, not why, because the ground flies upwards. Back up. First person, second user, third man, fourth wall. Just read one final poem from this book and then read a couple of elegies. Read a short history of the dog poem, which was an elegy for Barry McSweeney. One, crack, half and half and half and half. On the summit, I rest and shoulder, empty rejoinders, cack, vomit. You shudder and tilt, just barking to tip out in phase, the cone of silence, each September tricked. I see your gym walk in July with Jill, when the moon is a spherical chemical, scorched back to reasoned exile across the land, lifelike in commerce with luck, and the 2 straight faces you were born with, your lips sniffing up tarpaulin. You lived on wax and golden breadcrumbs round a mask of pyrrhic substitution, a winding sheet as fog turned the last bud, atmospheric as form. Who made this exile in local macropiety? To what end perpetuate, named for control as music's kingdom by the sound, this island's mine, for any stray to scab at matter. 2. Be quiet now. Now rise, thou unlicked thing. What do we want when we can't be utter exactness, very poor print, even exceptional? To gulp at air is animal, twice shy, promise crammed, save that once, strap-lined in daylight to the park's end, as hollow as the form it took, you ask in clouds of resin, beautiful as the clothes you wear of acetate and muslin, to denigrate that so heaven-sent a lie, no state of mind that stone break free of prestige or funeral, too loved on air to say that ships rise from the sea, armed for the pickup cone of finite dispersal. Ah, perfect timing. Not the weird clay argol sends you toward, but no, 2 questions own, almighty void. Each guarded sleep song kennels back of the van, too whacked to hang escorted from the lowest bough, bruising the utter spaniel straight from the bottle bank. I just finished then with a few things from this first book, which was largely written as a set of elegies around some family history. Platelets. You take my breath, I'll take yours, and a calcium breastplate turned to May. And all I lay down as your life. Your ear enfolds our house of sand, the vase of honey we nightly seal. As branch pleats yellow, twig folds green, care for sorrow, cone for life. Your hearing furls its talcum ledge. Your ear is a crumpled wish. So, leaf in memory, light in head, the pollen drifts in thickened cells. You come to stay, to rest in time. A sleepless coin I offer them. My figurine, the night is long, your dream makes change, a milk diaspora to flow, with you inside your thought-white world, hearing and bearing this calcite form, ever beside you as you come. And this is one for me, Dad. It is dark bliss raised on the arm, firstborn of July, who palmed each shell to a salt tide. His wooden billet, half of air, 3 years mown to the ordinary, hugged the soil close. All the unsold plots make a will to drown his namesake, faces the sea draws in. Flowers of the mouth, I could scale the numb yard dumbstruck from a ledge of sand, luck waves on. Souls fly the river first and last, my own, my true, cup his hand from a seedling plough, John Tyndall, under the sun, coarse time fed from an injury, twine of the screw rings nailed back the gate with wild vernal pollen, backwater slides from the ash crest, wavelength the visitor's car park, anodized quinces float as light, little silver the slant from showers, and his lilt had something incredible, swift to interpret flowers from skeins that were music caught on a dial. Facing you hear him away, urn shall run red till music part on the open wrath. Rain on barcodes, no other love. Bowers of the lattice, hull of his containment. Farmer by Blackwater, each time you listen. Patience, the name itself. I'll just end with the final poem in this book, which alludes to a neighborhood not far away from here. Broker's Fold. Two times right, both times wrong, to speak and spell the promised kingdom, one to paint the darkness out, one to set it down by morning. The dead clear sign we do not see, we see very well. Alarm at the crossroads, speaking in the clear point. Panic on the 4th of July. It is a public transport of Lethean scorn. Peace on a borderline, converse with blame. New Lydia in the very nape underfoot. It is history painting. A view of College Green with a meeting of the volunteers to commemorate the birthday of King William on the 4th of November, 1779. Some rubbish I nail my song to, as John Waugh sings, equity and form in hears. As the law of smoke in Birchwood, some descant from Virgil, the words fail between the wing of morning's lauseta, aqua, rayon, dominozite, to accord its shell. It is the wilted passenger in his intercity waste basket, the lying poet on her tour of bankrupt salt mills, their urban land, the zone of Lissau, the last mile of housing, all the rage divining right in metabolic law while John Wassing's equity. It is the poetry of mourning yet to come, the folding generation we gave our name by gravity of certain apple boughs, milk and soil in catalytic looping to make ends new and never meet. Last resting place, each second skin, each silhouette on a filthy bench, our almond, our stranger. My almond and my stranger. Since there is no shade where we end, even broad daylight asks a whiteness to burn by its steady archive. I heard you once speak the green months, enjoy to the imminence each wild psalm failed, whose will was light, and one with the terminal extars of a counterlife, and never paled or trimmed, but signed at the very lip I hear now, bloodline of the phoenix flamed, the entire bit thing, radial eternity. Thank you.